just start talking. Good morning. Good morning, my friends. This is Just Norm. And it is Saturday, January the 10th, 2015. And I didn't know where to begin or what to say to start off this offering. So I had to talk to myself. And I said to myself, just start talking. And so there it is. It is a brisk, but thoroughly enjoyable 45 degrees with the slightest of winds in West Central Florida. I would think a runner's paradise, unless you're into that whole 80 degree thing. Yeah, I know. It's probably zero or below zero or 20 or 30 in other regions, but this is what I got, and I will revel in it. I will hope and assume that these gentle chilly winds will carry me along to both distance and euphoria on this morning's planned long run. I do have some numbers and some goals in mind for the run. I would like to have between 10 and 13 miles today. I think that 10 is perfectly and reasonably attainable. 13 is also reasonably attainable. It just depends on how much I want to push myself. I just did a little quick pause to let the one lone car go by me. I feel like I'm a little tongue-tied this morning. I don't know why that is. Never at a loss for words, but always suspect to tangle or construe them or misuse them is my claim to fame. So yeah, I want to get between 10 and 13 as you hear some gentle birds accompanying me along the run. Next weekend, Sunday, January 18th, I am running the Clearwater Halfathon, starting at Coachman Park in downtown Clearwater, which will head northbound, then eastbound just a tad, maybe to make a circle or so, and then over the scenic Memorial Causeway Bridge with just a bit more elevation than I'm used to Clearwater, famous and also scenic Clearwater Beach, then continuing on over the next bridge to Sand Key Resort and Park and back. 13.1 mile distance run. I haven't run a half this running season yet. So I think I'm a bit overdue, and it's about time. And the lazy part of myself that's going, no, don't race, don't train, don't push yourself, is being gently pushed aside by the calm and reasonable voice that says, come on, Norm, do a long run, do a half. It's what you do, it's what you like to do. So do it. Part of that route that I just described reminds me of the time I had the privilege, the honor, the opportunity, the permission to run with Kevin of Gwyn, the Bishop of Benevolence, the Father of Friendship, the Priest of Pace, the Servant of Step, where we, as brothers, ran from Sand Key back towards Clearwater Beach and back again. All aspects memorable and treasured as I got to be presenced by simply without all the hubbub here, one of the great guys of running. Not only the great guys of running, what am I talking about? One of the great guys who's so real and down to earth and wants really nothing more than to be a good friend and a brother and a supporter. So yeah, that's one of the greatest highlights of my life, that the RunNet community has afforded me the experience of. I'm trying to hit the pause button reasonably oft so that I can waylay any traffic disturbances. They probably disturb me more than they do you. But anyway. Now, speaking of the Clearwater Halfathon and the route, or the route that I mentioned, I was prepared to kind of run that route this morning to get a feel for it. But decided at the last minute against that, because instead I really felt that, as well as covering distances this morning, I needed to recharge the batteries for my mental health. And when it comes to recharging the batteries for mental health, that usually includes some quiet and solace and stillness of the heart and the soul. And I just didn't feel like I could get that by running through lots of traffic in someplace very visible, public, and stimulatorily engaging. I'm pretty sure that was not a word, but it rolled off the tongue really well. Stimulatorily. Yeah, I gotta check that. So instead, I decided to run the quiet neighborhood streets, which I believe in the city engineer's office is known as Daroma Park Subdivision. There's no sign that says that, but I've seen that name a couple times when looking at Google Maps and engineering plans, etc., etc. I'm just crossing Milwaukee Avenue, which is a pretty, fairly main thoroughfare. It might get a bit noisy, but anyway, what was I saying? Oh, where I'm running and why. I decided that listening to these birds would be better than listening to four wheels and trucks and cars and beeps and horns and all that distracting type stuff. So I'm running these neighborhood streets to accumulate a bit of distance, and I will then move towards Hammond Park for a couple loops in the quiet wood, which will transition me to the Pinellas Trail off the main highway, southbound back home. I believe I can wiggle and waggle between 10 and 13 miles out of that. I feel like at some level I need to get at least 10 to 13 in preparation for the half. But I think that goes without saying. I've done a couple of those over the past few weeks or month or so, but just would like to get one more under my belt. I got a text at work today from the comedy team of Kevin and Jim. You know, Jim Daly, no longer on Facebook. So if you're looking for him there, he's not there. And Kevin, both of them, triple dog dared me. Yeah, that's right, I'm gonna put it out there myself. They triple dog dared me to sign up for the Jeff Galloway half marathon next December 2015. They have tried to engage me by employing shame, the shame of a triple dog dare. And yet I still have not accepted that challenge, but am strongly considering it. Good morning. How are you? So, I've got that to think about from two guys who simply want to engage my friendship and company with the hopes of simply being friends. They simply are reaching out their hand of friendship to Norm. I'm gonna let this car go without pausing. I think I've abated about three or four cars this morning. I don't want to keep standing on the pause button, so we'll save that for heavier traffic or for another time. Anyway, I find it, what's the word I'm looking for? Comforting and once again returning me to that sense of acceptance and affirmation when people reach out to me and I can clearly see that they're reaching out to me with no other gain but to offer their hand in friendship and companionship and fellowship. And I sense this is what they're doing. And I appreciate you guys. More than I may say, more than you may know, I appreciate you. Sometimes Norman gets in his own head for a while and has to wrestle with his own demons and thoughts. Here's a verse in the Good Book that says, "How long must I wrestle with my thoughts, O Lord?" I think it's from the psalmist, David. And I find that as a member of the human race, I can relate to that. Communication. Yeah, I was looking for just the right word. I could have said, I can relate to that verse. I could relate to that thought. I could relate to that sentiment, which might have been a better way of putting it, but I wanted to capture it just right. So I've been thinking a lot about words and how we arbitrarily use them, but how we also can be very careful to select just the right word to describe what we're feeling or what we're trying to say. And I get a great deal of satisfaction in trying to select just the right word to communicate what I'm trying to say. And if you look at words, if you took 10 or 15 minutes just to dwell on how powerful words are, what they bring, what they say, how they make us feel, how we use them to make others feel, how we use them to express a deep yearning to communicate or share what we're feeling, I think we take words, or at least I do, I take words for granted. Anyway, off on a bit of a tangent. Honest Jim and Bishop of Benevolence have reached out to their hand to me for that half. I've got to give it some strong consideration. I don't really like to plan into the next several months and years, because we're not given that. And if I do plan something for 6 months or a year down the road, I can get tangled up in projecting or looking forward just a bit too much. I like to keep it in the here and now, but that's just me. I do better with that when I can stay in the moment. This, wow, was that a walk break? I think I'm a little out of sync, but let's start running. See what the next beep tells me. So yeah, this run is shaping up to be everything I thought it would be. I'm early into it. I haven't covered more than a couple of miles, and I have a long way to go, but the way that my heart and soul feel, and the way that I'm able to comfortably and easily talk with you in the fashion that I'm doing, is something that's not been the case over the last couple weeks. I felt like my podcast offerings have been a bit forced, and I'm more than one, probably more often than not, decided not to record because I didn't have anything to comfortably say. So, if you ain't got nothing to say, don't say it. But I also feel a sense of prompting from my brothers in the podosphere who enjoy hearing me conversate with them. Particularly my other brother from another mother, the running jackal, Carlos of Castillo, the professor of run, the teacher of trot, the manifester of musings, my colleague, my associate, my brother, my friend. Carlos is always and forever gently and kindly prompting me to record. And I want to sometimes, but it's just not there. And I know he understands that. Don't you, brother? I know you enjoy these conversations from all of us. He wants to hear from Steve Hailstone. He wants to hear from Honest Jim. He wants to hear Kevin of Gwyn. And I know there are other podcasts that he wants to hear from. But it seems to be a bit of a loop we've cultivated and developed over the past time being. I unfortunately don't feel as though I'm contributing to it. What's this? That was a walk. Okay, now it's a walk break. So I got messed up somewhere. And I'll take this. I just don't feel like I've been contributing. Excuse me. As much as someone like. It's probably okay. I'm probably just inventing that sentiment in my own head. I am dressed this morning to give you an idea of what it feels like here. I'm always careful, not careful, but always conscious of how I should dress in terms of the weather. Being as it's Florida, I can warm up on the spin of a nickel. Hey, that's a phrase. I don't think I've said that before. The spin of a nickel. So I'm dressed this morning in my Newton trail shoes, all motions, motion threes, whatever the heck they are. They are mostly blue with some green trim, kind of like what the Seattle Seahawks uniform looks like. Not my kind of colors, but that's what I got. I'm wearing a pair of running tights. I probably could have gone either way on the running tights. I could have gotten away with shorts, but just out of bed this morning, with the chill in the air, I felt like I could utilize these and it wouldn't be wrong or right. You know? They're pretty breathable, yet they offer a bit of cool comfort too. For the trunk, I'm wearing a short sleeve technical gray no brand tee covered by a long sleeve green technical shirt topped off with a thermal white. And really, it feels just right. I'm not too sweaty, and I'm not too cold. I was gonna wear a beanie or head cap, but decided instead to go with my headgear running cap. I am using Runkeeper on my iPhone. I have the Sony Digital, as you most likely can tell by the quality or flavor of the recording. A Rode ID black wristband on the right, and Mr. Finicky Garmin wristwatch with GPS capability on the left. The Garmin saga continues, as the biggest thing is that I can tell you, you have to gently place the watch in the charging cradle and hope and or watch as it charges. Once it's charged, it seems to work fine. But if you just sit on that cradle and walk away, which you should be able to do, thank you very much, you come back, the watch might be dead. So my suspicion is that the contacts on the cradle or the quality of the refurbed watch, there's some disconnect there. I still have not called Garmin back again because I don't want to get all jacked up about it. And I know that when I call them, I'm going to tell them that I'm tired of sending in watches to get refurbed back, to send them back. What I really think they should do is to send me a brand new 610, because the first one shouldn't have broken. And it's probably my own fault for not demanding that in the first place. So we'll just kind of get as much mileage out of this thing as we can. Dot, dot, dot. When last I left you, I was on the streets of Daroma Park. I have since traveled over 7 miles and am now in Hammock Park, entering at the southeast entrance by way of Harris Trail. And this is the stillness. This is the money shot. This is the pinnacle. This is what I'm looking for. This is what I need. When I last left you, I spent some mental miles monitoring the way that I felt in tune to the run. So, as I made those loop-de-loops around neighborhood streets, I noticed there was just the mildest fatigue. And when I tried to identify why it was taking place and what I was going to do to manage it or mitigate it, what I think I was looking for. Now, running south on Grant Trail, having finished with Harris. The fatigue, I knew, could not have been to overtraining, because I only ran one day this week. I ran on, it was Monday, and well, the plan was to run on Thursday. I even got out of work early enough when I arrived at my car. The battery was dead. And so the rest of the afternoon was spent trying to figure if it was the battery or the alternator, getting a jump, getting back to my hideaway home in Dunedin, which is 30 miles from Tampa, and securing a diagnosis of the Nissan Xterra malady, which turned out to be indeed just a dead battery. And while I was reasonably certain it had not been too long since I had purchased a battery, this turned out to be the case. It was November of 12. The battery is really only a little bit more than 2 years old. And I got into Dunedin and my mechanic, the family mechanic that I've been going to since about 1996, 1998. Well, I tell you, that is a gift. I don't know that too many people have, is a person or a mechanical shop that they can trust and that has done them right over the course of nearly 10 years. No, more than 10 years. It was 15 years. No, almost 20. Yeah, almost 20. If we say 1996, it's been almost 20. So, anyway, they stayed open late until I could get into town. They slapped a new battery in. I could have just driven up to the auto parts store and put a battery in myself, but I wanted them just to peek at it and see what they thought. So they slap in the battery, take mine out, don't even charge me. What? Who's heard of that? What kind of a blessed life am I leading? And tell me that the battery's only 2 years old, take it back to AutoZone, and they should give you some sort of warranty refund or battery. And if they do, just bring the battery back that we put in, and it's all good. I'm gonna take a little extra walk break here. So, there's a story within a story. It's a story within three stories. The way I felt while I was running, not being overtrained, because I only ran once this week. The second run was pushed off by a car maintenance episode. So, as I felt a bit fatigued, I thought about training. Nope. I should have excellent reserve. Nutrition? No, I had a nice, sound dinner last night. And my wife lovingly made me one scrambled egg and a cup of coffee this morning. So I even had food in my stomach. And that's not too much to say that, you know, that was the cause. So, I reasoned that it was probably a little emotional wear, emotional drainage. And so, as I turned off the recorder, I kind of concentrated on staying in the run, in the moment, in the mindset, watching my posture, concentrated on breathing, grateful for each step, some mantras, slowing it down, just really getting in tune with myself. It carried me through a couple of miles, and then I decided that I would probably not record again until I got up here. So I took the opportunity to finish listening to the 8-Ball Run put out by my brother, the Running Jackal. I'm on the path of stillness here, just taking a little run breather. I'm probably going to wind up by the Serenity Circle. And I'm glad I got a chance to catch up on that podcast because I was reminded of the treasure of that friendship and what my brother brings to the table. I heard about an unfortunate young lady who had a traumatic brain injury. I learned that C2 is awaiting, or may have, a job at Google Plus, and was quite nervous about it. Understandably so. That's a walk break. So I've walked through an entire run segment. That's okay. I can do that. You now find me on the Pinellas Trail, heading southbound, approaching 10 miles into this run. When last we spoke, I was nestled in the heart of the hammock, just blabbering away. I even managed to close out the show. Or so I thought. When I listened back to my Sony Digital, I had inadvertently paused or pressed the pause button. Hello. I pressed the pause button. You press it back and forth to start and stop it. So I was stopping the recording when I thought I was starting it, and vice versa. So about 12 minutes of Normanese is now on the virtual cutting room floor. Actually, it's on the floor of the hammock park because it's gone. I just spoke out loud and there was no capture. Only the leaves on the trees. Hello. The leaves and the trees and the brush were the recipients of my babbling. So, it's just as well. There must have been a reason for that. I don't really feel like I can recreate or re-speak about any of that because I'm a corner of the lip, shoot from the hip kind of guy. I don't rehearse material. I don't have a script. And once I've emoted it to you, morning, then I've lost the passion to re-emote it. Is that a word? Re-emote? Probably not. So, where I am on the trail, I will undoubtedly get 11.5 to 12.5 miles to my doorstep. And that is dependent upon how many extra loops I do or do not create. So really the question is at this point, is what am I satisfied with today? Well, I said I wanted to get between 10 and 13, and that goal is accomplished. But now I have to specify it or re-identify the goal. Do I just let it lay where it falls? Do I say, hey, 11 miles, I'm happy, bye, just norm? Or do I push myself? And what is the value of pushing myself? Well, the value can be that it serves as excellent mental training for the half itself. Some would say, good morning, some would say that if you can do 11, you can do 13. If you can do 12, you can do 13. And a lot of training plans will take you to that mileage. I, however, well, I do believe that, but I also have trained in the past for races with kind of the Galloway mindset of do at least what you're going to run for, if not more. Like when I did the marathon, the Disney Marathon in 2012, he had us train, I'm pretty sure, someone who's more gala qualified, that's not a word, but somebody who knows more than I can tell me if I'm wrong. But I believe when you train for marathon, Mr. Galloway has you train for 26 miles, or at least 26 or 27. Am I wrong on that? It seemed like that's what I did. Anyway, that's the value of covering the distance you're racing for, if not more, in my book. I guess it's a confidence booster. It's a mental training aspect, both physical and mental. So, for me, I have to try to decide in these upcoming miles how much longer I'll go and why am I going to go much longer. My body feels good. There is no knee, ankle, hip, back, shoulder, any pain. I have no pain. My stamina is just where it should be. I'm not too fatigued, and I'm not bursting with energy. I have enough to meet an ETE out for the rest of the run. So, what do I do with my unsettled number plan? Well, I think the way I'll manage that, as the airplane above me is annoying me, just cutting into my quiet time. Fly away, plane. Is that a plane or a helicopter? It might be a helicopter. I can't see it. I don't hear the... But it could be. And I still can't see it. But I'm moving away from it. I think that's going to wind up... What's going to wind up happening is that as I travel down this way and I get closer to the house and the miles assembled on my Garmin, I'll make a future determination as to how many miles this run will be. The beauty of it is, it's all good, whatever it is. I'm not pushing myself to meet a mandate that anybody else, nor am I, setting for myself. Now there's an airplane to my left. There's a helicopter to my right, and a airplane with a banner to my right. What's it say? Bay Care Retirement? No, I don't know. It's flying south, and the banner is facing south, and I'm coming from the north, so I'm behind it, and it's backwards, and it's somewhat translucent. And I did a lot of thinking this week about, I don't know, just general thoughts about my family and how much I love my girls, what they mean to me, the home that we live in, the home that they make for me and that I make for them. And I took a lot of solace and comfort in realizing the love that they have for me and I them. And I meditated upon that love many days this week. Something I don't know if I or we do enough to meditate on the ones that we love and the homes that we have. It's the simple things in life for Norm. I spent a great deal of time meditating on the special qualities that my girls possess and how much I value them for that, and as well re-examining the way that I move through the fabric of our lives and our relationships. Good morning.
How are you doing?
It's very well populated out here now. Good morning. Bikers, walkers, morning. Smiling faces, joyous people. But yeah, I really did some what I would like to say. Good morning. With some good contemplative meditation on the people in my lives and the home that we share. And I really have nothing more than that to articulate about it. Morning. Good morning. I'm the Mr. Good Morning Man. It might be afternoon by now. I better stop saying that. Better switch up to hello. In any event, the final picture or thought I'll leave you with is a man who's realized that there's really nothing more heartwarming and no greater blessing, or at least a heartwarming blessing that he needs to realize, that at the end of the day, he has a small, simple home to come to, and where the people that he loves are there waiting for him and are happy to see him and he them. It puts the whole day in perspective. It puts our existence in perspective. I'm going to look back on my life and I can see that this is what I have now. It immediately settles my soul. This is just Norm. I haven't given you the connotation or inferred that I love you all. Well, let me clearly say it now. I love you, my brothers and sisters, social media, and run that community. And we will speak again. Until then, bye-bye. Morning.